After the cabinet reshuffle in July, which saw Dr. Leo Varadkar become the health minister, there were renewed calls for a look, a fresh look to be taken at the siting of the new National Children's Hospital. It's to be located at the St. James's Hospital campus in Dublin. Previously, there was, of course, a plan to build it beside the Mater Hospital, but that was shot down by An Bord Pleanála. I'm joined in studio now by Tom Costello. He's chair of the development board for the new Children's Hospital. Their job basically is to get it built. And also here, Jonathan Irwin of the Jack and Jill Foundation. Thank you both for coming in. I suspect there's not a whole lot you're going to agree on, but maybe on this much you might agree. Do you agree, for instance, Jonathan Irwin, that the size of the hospital, the idea of having 384 inpatient beds with 85 daycare beds, that that's what they should be aiming for, irrespective of where it's set?
At the moment, yeah. I think that's fair enough.
You'd be happy enough with that. So, essentially, what are your difficulties with, and why do you want Dr. Varadkar to revisit the siting of it at St. James's?
Because, and can I just say, Tom and I have the same interest, is to get the children, sick children, the best sort of hospital care one way or the other. We don't agree about the site, which I think is fair enough, Tom. And but no, I think it is totally the wrong site. When the Mater was being considered, nobody even talked about James's. And when you look at the Dolphin report, I maintain that James's should have been eliminated straight away because Dolphin demanded five to six hectares after the Mater to find out where on earth we should go. And James's reported that they only had 2.44 hectares when Dolphin was looking for six. When it came to that, there was a sort of mixture of, well, we'll take the land we were going to give to the maternity hospital, and we'll give the bulldozer driver another fill of diesel and set him off. And we got to knock down lots of existing services in James's. We got to knock down a lovely old Victorian church. We got to dig down three floors. I don't understand why we've got to spend all that money when the state, you know, you've got two alternatives, the Coombe, which is a natural co-location because it's maternity, or the dream one of Blanchardstown, 100 acres owned by the state.
Tom Costello, what is the site now that you're working with, taking into account the kind of measures, the bulldozer measures that Jonathan has referred to?
Morning, Sean, and thanks for inviting me into the studio here. If you don't mind, give me a minute first just to take people back so we put the whole thing in context, really, because I don't want, and as Jonathan rightly says,
there's a clock over my shoulder.
It's okay. I'll rush to it. I'll get to it one minute. First of all, in relation to National Children's Hospital, it's a building. National Children's Hospital is also a model of care for the whole country. So the building itself is going to cater for the very sick children across the country. The model of care is across, as I say, looking after children right across the country. But in relation to the building itself, it's going to the sickest children all over Ireland, and for those who need secondary care, which is broken bones and like that, for the greater Dublin area. If you're outside of Dublin, say if you're in Cork or Galway, you'll still go to your local hospital for secondary care. So that's important to know that. So just going back, as you mentioned, to the Mater, turned down by Bord Pleanála because the site was too small. Then with the Dolphin report, I think Jonathan and all other people agree that Dolphin is an excellent report. But one of the main messages from Dolphin was that co-location should be with an adult teaching hospital. That was paramount, right? And in relation to that, Dolphin said the right place to go is James's, right? It's right what Jonathan says in relation to Connolly. It says in terms of expansion and the site issues itself, that Connolly was more suitable. But it said one thing really fundamental about Connolly, that in order to set it up, which they said was paramount, that it should be adjacent to an adult teaching hospital with all the specialties that are associated with hospitals like James's, that it would take decades and perhaps hundreds of millions to set up, in essence, to move St. James's out to Connolly. That was actually what Dolphin said, right? So what in essence, the government had a quandary was looking at St. James's as the right side from the clinical side, and it had issues with it, right? And in order to help them make the selection, they got a planning assessment done. And what that said about St. James's is that there was a moderate planning risk, right? And moderate planning risk is defined as there were risks on the site which needed to be solved during the design and planning process. That was it. In November 2012, James was selected by the government. There was cross-party support. There was full support from the Children's Hospital. And that has continued. Now, our board was appointed in 2013, right? And one of the things learned from the matter was, now there are two boards. There's a Children's Hospital board, which is chaired by Jim Brown. I chaired the development board. Our focus is on design, build and equip the hospital.
Yes, the other board, and we had Ailish Hardiman, the chief executive of it here some months ago, their job is to shift all the services into the new hospital, to pull everybody together. Your job is to get it built.
And they're to manage the hospital. Ours is to get it built, right? So when we went about our work, our first priority was to satisfy ourselves that the issues that had been raised, satisfy ourselves and the department indeed, that there'd be no obstacles to building a world-class hospital on St.
James. Okay, but Jonathan, you believe that there are insurmountable obstacles with this location.
Yeah, there are. And the major flaw here is that the HSE have been quoting the McKinsey report. If you read the McKinsey report, you will see that it says co-location is a very good idea, but there is no mention of it must be with an adult hospital. There are very few similarities.
I think we have to agree that, going back to McKinsey and right to an Adolphin, is it was paramount. It says clearly in all those reports that it should be located adjacent to an adult teaching hospital.
The point, Jonathan, is
that, look, they have decided to put it at St. James's campus. Your argument is that this won't work.
It won't work.
Now, why do you say it won't work?
Okay, access, parking is a disaster. Being with St. James's, I don't know if you've been there, but if you go there, yes, you can't fit an ice cream truck in there. I don't understand why we've got to spend all this money knocking things down, digging great holes, when we can go to the Coombe or we can go to Blanchardstown and they're perfect. There is no one single good reason to be at James's. And the most important thing, if I can say, are my parents. I'm only here because I represent always about 300 parents of those. They are so infuriated by this. We are now going to set off, and the price of the hospital 6 weeks ago, on Friday it was 600 million, Monday it was 650 million. My parents are furious.
Well, I suspect that people, they expect these things to escalate, and they may or may not, and we can come back to that.
Yeah.
What they want to know is, will it work, irrespective of what it costs? It's going to cost what it costs, right? And you can say they're spending too much, and you may very well be right. But the question is, come back to the issue of access and parking.
Yes.
They seem to be their biggest objections now. Elaborate on your point there before going back to Tom.
Well,
Tom,
to get to James is a nightmare. Getting into the city from the outside the M50, 73% of my children live outside the M50. Getting into Dublin for people is an absolute nightmare. When they do get to James's, the parking figures are terrible. They've already told the staff that they've got to get off-site, which is, you know, nowadays you need good staff relationships. You don't tell your staff, would you have a daughter working at James's who has to go and find her car after dark in that area? I wouldn't. I would take my daughter away straight away.
Do you believe then that every person who works in St. James's, at the Children's Hospital, should have a car park space?
I think they should. I think it's absolutely entitled to be there. And I don't
so
think they should
saying,
be decanted.
So you're saying that, 2,500 people will be working there and that all of them should have a parking space?
Leaving aside
the parents bringing their children and the parents visiting their children.
Yeah, but I think if you are working, a lot of these nurses are very specialised. They drive up from the country every day. I think they should be entitled to park there.
Now, anybody who goes through that part of the city, Tom Costello, will testify that it is something that has bottlenecks. It's particularly busy in the morning and the evening at rush hour. And you're talking about putting an extra, 2,000 people working there?
Can we go back to the facts? And Jonathan, I absolutely appreciate that your motivations are correct here, right? But I've been working on this with a board of really capable people for almost a year now, right? We're challenged to do this right. We have an obligation to the state and to the government to do it right. And I'll just tell you what we have done since we took over. Okay, so the issues you talk about, the size of the site, right? The size of the site is now twice what St. James has offered. It's now three times what was available to the matter. That's the fact.
How big is the site now?
The site is now 12 acres.
Less than Crumlin.
No, it's not. But it's a, John, you keep like, you keep going down a road of inaccuracies in some ways, saying over the last 6 months, saying the site is only 2.4 acres when in fact hectares,
that's
when in fact it's twice that. But it's
they
currently.
Put it there.
But we have, if you look at our web, it's clear at the moment that it's
but
twice
they put
that.
It in
but that's but
okay,
we've
but
gone past
let
that. We've gone past
deal
that.
With that.
So let's just take an initiative. The site is now 12 acres. It's three times what is available to the matter, and the matter was turned down for one reason only. It wasn't turned down about access or traffic, it was turned down because the site was too small. In relation to car parking, right? Car parking will not be a problem for families of children. They'll be guaranteed a parking space, right? That is absolutely correct.
Tom, don't say that.
But Charlie, just let me stick with the facts for a second and stick about you about St. James's Hospital at the moment. St. James's has a similar it has a similar activity level to what the Children's Hospital would have. There's about 270 between outpatients and emergency, 270,000, right?
270,000 what?
Per year in terms of patients who come and go. So between outpatients and emergency department, 270,000. Children's Hospital are very similar, right? To serve that, St. James's Hospital has 454 dedicated car spaces, right? And at no stage is it more than 85% used. That's a fact. That is a fact.
How many parking spaces
there
did you say?
There are 454
to cover
for visitor parking, dedicated visitor parking, and it's never more than 85%. Right? So this is actually the fact of the matter. So rather than saying, you know, we need...
Maybe more parking will be needed because parents want to be there around the clock
During Dolphin, the ambulance service were consulted about access to the various sites. They confirmed, and it's on record, that if you're coming from the country, there's nothing between all the sites that were on offer. So to their point, and we can get that double-checked, they will confirm that when you're going to Connolly or James's, it doesn't matter. That's actually a fact, right?
Let's talk about the parents. What about them? Forget the ambulances at the moment, and I still maintain it's much easier to get to Connolly. But what about the parents? Why did one man who met the Taoiseach the other day when his little son was sick in Galway, why did he put a thing up on the Facebook and get 40,000 hits from other furious families? You've no idea.
But
the parents are.
Okay, but they're the people we most look after. So we shouldn't be talking about
You never Tom, but they never talk.
In relation to, and you mentioned yourself about if you're coming from Donegal, right? We have to be absolutely mindful of the panic situation that those people
are
in.
I've been there, Tom.
Absolutely, right? So it's already in train and it's gone as part of our, and I mentioned this previously, Jonathan, as part of developing a caring hospital, we will have a system in place that for people like that, because these are the people who most need the service, we'll have a service in place. We'll have a service in place that, first of all, if your child is sick, the first port of call is an ambulance, but if your child is really sick, you're going to put them into the car, that there's an emergency number to contact, that there'll be an ambulance to meet you at dedicated points along the M50, that there'll be a blue light service from there into the hospital. That will be in place.
If there's an ambulance available, big if now, Tom.
Yeah.
But
Tom,
an ambulance or a dedicated outrider or something to make sure that... No, but a motorbike, I'm sorry, there'll be a dedicated service in place. For an emergency, but this is what we're talking about. And it's a small percentage, but we need to recognise that they are the most vulnerable.
So that's your way of getting around. That's the solution.
This is for the emergency
access
cases, to make sure we recognise that they are...
So what does my parent from Sligo do? He rings a dedicated number, says, I may hit the M50 in 3.5 hours. And I've got to look out for an ambulance or a man on a motorbike. It's crazy. Why not just drive to the hospital, which Connolly offers you?
And you're Jonathan, so I did, just in order to prepare for this, I drove at 4 o'clock on Wednesday evening. I drove from the N7 to Connolly. Right? And I came back. The journey back from Connolly, the journey in both cases took about 17 minutes, right? From the N7 to Connolly. Right?
Yeah.
At the same time, and later, I drove into the James's, right? It took me 19 minutes to go into James's. And at rush hour at 5:30 on a wet evening from Rialto, it took me 21
sure
minutes
right.
to
I'm
the
sure
inside.
You're right. But, you know, you have one hell of a reputation running CISCs. And if this was a commercial client and the choice was between Connolly and 100 Green Acres, or where you have been asked to build now. And you will do a very good job. I will tell everybody that. But which would you have advised? You would not have advised to go into a city centre, into a fairly, you know, there's security problems there, there's space problems. You would not have chosen.
No,
as
a builder, I'd pick a greenfield site.
Yes, you
but
would.
But this is not a builder. This is like the main thing here.
Why
is
are
about
we
the
going
care,
there?
It's about the care
Why
of the children.
Why are we going there?
No, Jonathan, we have to accept it.
Why are we going there?
There are experts here, right? I'm not. I'm a builder. I'm an engineer. That's my level of expertise,
and, a very good
and I'll
one.
Bring the. Thank you for that, right? and you in turn, and I absolutely respect your motivations here. The main issue here, and there has over the last 9 years since 2005 in McKinsey, it's been the constant message is we have to locate adjacent to an adult teaching hospital.
Because
of the specialties associated with
it. It doesn't say it.
No, Jonathan, it was reinforced in Dolphin. I have it here in front of me and I can actually pick it out if
you
that's what you're saying. It says that it's paramount importance that it's beside an adult teaching hospital.
You have experience, as you say, with CISCS building the Aviva and other huge projects, Tom Costello. But how much has been added to the cost of building a children's hospital by virtue of going to this site? There have been reports, for instance, that, you know, vast sewers are running through this thing, which is causing millions in the tens of millions.
But again, that's part of the exaggeration. There was talking about an 8-metre tunnel. There are 2 2-foot pipes, right? It's an issue.
The whole of Crumlin and Drimnagh.
But that's what's there, Jonathan. Stick to the facts. The facts is the sewer, which is called the Drimnagh sewer, it's 2 2-foot pipes. That's what's there. Okay, so that's just a fact.
Are you saying an easy solution can be found?
It's an engineering solution, right?
How much will it cost, as a matter of interest?
Let's not get bogged down in just...
How much is that adding to the cost, dealing with that?
That's all right. If we have to divert it, which is one option, it could cost 10 million. Okay, if we have come up with an engineered solution where it's in the basement of the hospital, which is like what we've done, where's the culvert going through Dundrum Shopping Centre, for instance, it might cost 4 million. Right, that's the kind of money. No site is perfect. The minister has said this, right? In relation to Connolly, and I have a report here in relation to... This report, which was done at the time around of the Dolphin report around access to Connolly, right? It says that if there was a children's hospital located at Connolly, it needed major restructuring of the road network and that it might involve building a number of bridges. Now, that could be in the report there, Jonathan, right? That could cost 50 or 60 million. So let's not get bogged down in issues.
We accept that point that, you know, every site has compromises, whether it's greenfield or whatever. But again, just from your experience, Tom Costello, how much extra is it costing to put the hospital of this size there as opposed to constructing it on a greenfield site?
Okay, it will cost more. I mean, if you say the car parking is one that has been correctly raised. If it's in Blanchardstown, it can be a surface car park, right, which is cheaper than a basement car park. And the figure this quarter there of 30 million, I wouldn't argue with that. That could be.
Right, how many stories down?
Well, we're talking about two stories of basement car park. Now, on the other hand, on a wet day, a basement car park, and in terms of security and the issues you raised, Jonathan, then driving into a secure basement car park is much more comfortable for visitors and patients.
Just bring in some listener comment because there's been a huge volume of it. Sean, there are too many bottlenecks around St. James's, says Joe. Barbara says, Great Ormond Street Hospital is a world-class hospital smack in the middle of London. People from all over the world are very happy to have their children treated there. What a banana republic we are, citing a major hospital on a stamp when we have Blanchardstown on the M50 with rail access, etc. Another listener, who in their right mind wants a car space 5 or 6 floors underground? You say no, 3 is the max.
And 2.
And presumably the parents will be on the first level down. Made a delivery to St. James's Hospital on Tuesday. What a nightmare. Another listener, tell that man to go to James's on a wet Friday with an infirm person and try to get parking. That's you, Tom Costello. He's right. My daughter, a doctor, worked in James's. Very dangerous for parking. At one point, she was pregnant and had to walk 10 to 15 minutes to park a car, to a car park after a long night shift. Marion Galway was up to James's Hospital last week. Get the Children's Hospital built on a site where there's room. The saga has gone on for too long. Another concerned parent, I live in Stamullen and Meath. I can drive to Blanchardstown in 30 minutes. It takes me an hour to drive to James's and longer during rush hour. Is there any sense at all, Jonathan Irwin, that the Minister, the government are prepared to revisit? There has been a change, obviously, in the Cabinet.
There has been a change in it. And very interestingly, in front of Dolphin, Leo Varadkar, as an individual, went there and said it has to come to Connolly. I've worked there, and there's all the space in the world. There's space for a maternity hospital there. What we want to get...
But he hasn't gone back now. He's now the Minister for Health.
No,
then he was the local TD for there. So that might have been
a consideration.
Yeah, but
what we need is we want a campus there, a maternity unit. We badly need a maternity hospital, a children's hospital, upgrade Connolly. And as, Tom says, that is a problem.
Why then, if you are, and if you have the backing of all the parents that you refer to, have the boards, all the three boards, in Crumlin and Temple Street and Talla, why are they all working, and they seem to have agreed to work towards the development and the move to this new hospital at St James?
Yeah, no, I totally agree about that. But who has talked to the parents?
Surely the specialists on those boards and in those hospitals, the chief executives, if there was this massive concern, they would be reflecting that.
Let's not be naive and innocent here. Half of this has been a third level fight between UCD and TCD. Let's face that. The children don't get considered in that at all. And there is a certain amount of politics.
TCD being having the James's connection.
Yeah. And UCD actually, in fact, going for,
the Coombe.
The Coombe makes so much more sense. I mean, the visionary one is our term.
Tom Costello, I suspect we've had as much agreement as we're going to have, and clearly coming from both of you is a very strong sense of commitment to doing the right thing and to serving the children of the country. But what about that point made by the delivery man, let's assume it was, and the person who says, look, you know, nightmare, just try to get there on a wet Friday in Russia.
I've worked adjacent to St James's for the last 2 years. A lot of the discussion around James's, in a way, is a throwback to the problems that were in James's before the Rialto entrance was closed. With people are talking about a 45-minute delay trying to get out of James's. It's absolutely exceptional now after the delay is 10 minutes, right? And one of the big things we have to remember about James's Hospital is that the public transport in St James's Hospital is truly outstanding. And that gives a huge opportunity and flexibility around car parking for staff. And that is actually in terms of how you manage peak time traffic is around park. But Sean, just before you close it a bit, I want to just tell you where we're at the moment, because I'm working on the project with the board and the team we have in place for the last 12 months, right? Our priority was to satisfy ourselves that before we would appoint a design team and start spending money, that we were absolutely sure that all the issues that were raised could be dealt with, and that at the end of the day, we'd deliver a world-class hospital. We're now at that stage. We've gone to the stage. We have a site, as I say, which is three times the matter. We are absolutely confident that in relation to car parking and access that we will provide a top-class service. There is room for expansion at St James's. The reality is under the Dublin City Council development plan. And again, that's room not just on
there. Have
the
design team in place?
The design team are appointed and are currently working towards having a planning application lodged with Bord Pleanála in the spring of next year. So we're ready. And we wouldn't have made a decision. We had to prove to the government we were right. These issues were raised. We've taken them to, in a measured way, step by step. And we're now at a stage where we're happy enough to press the button with the design team. We are spending money now, but we're actually doing it in the confidence that we can build a world-class hospital.
We're over time. It looks like not the government or the ministers. Bord Pleanála is your port of call at this stage.
No, but can I just also say very quickly that the previous minister asked of the hospital to produce a master plan. for submission before any planning went in. That plan is still not available, hasn't been produced, and cannot be found.
It will be done as part. It will be included.
It was meant to be done before you all started.
No, it's done. The 2008 was planned. It's been updated at the moment, and you're right. It will be included. It will be included.
Yeah, but after the coach has gone out of the stall.
No, it will be included. It will be. We've actually in draft.
It was meant to be there before we all started.
We have it there. It's not published. We actually have a master plan, which we have set it because, again, as part of all of the due diligence we're doing, we have to be absolutely sure it all works. We're absolute confident now that we can start on a design, and we're confident that we have a great site. We'll deliver a fantastic hospital, something that will serve the children well over the next 100 years.
And you're also going to put a maternity hospital in the other car park. It's madness.
We have space. We've done it very clearly. We have the space to do it. The site is a top-class site. St. James is a wonderfully run hospital. It's a perfect host for the children's hospital, and I'll stand on record that
time will tell. Thank you both, honourable gentlemen, for coming to studio, Jonathan Irwin, Tom Costello. We'll be talking about stress after the break.